Question one. A bipartisan group of education leaders has announced support for a common curriculum. Is this curriculum a good or a bad idea?
Whoa. Let's back up. Bipartisan. Mike, I presume you wrote the question. And a bipartisan group, you mean the Al Shanker Institute, or the AFT think tank, issued this with a number of Findlin-centric luminaries, like Linda Darling Hammond, and a couple of token, borderline irrelevant former Republican governors, and our buddy Checker, who somehow, Mike, you got to explain to me, got roped into signing this thing.
So I like that it's Finland-centric and Finn. Good. Okay, so it all ties together here. It's bipartisan. There were a handful of Republicans that signed on.
Which,
It doesn't have to be by, you know, when somebody says it's bipartisan, it doesn't mean it has to be, you know, split down the middle, 50-50.
No, but there's 75 people, and explain to me exactly who. Look, and let's not even go bipartisan. Tell me the folks who we think of as tough-minded school reformers.
Checker.
Did Joe Williams sign on? Joel Klein?
Checker.
Michelle Rhee?
Checker.
Who speaks for the reform community? John Schnur. John Schnur on there.
John Schnur speaks for the reform community.
Who speaks?
He's a tough-minded reformer.
That's what I'm saying.
I like John, but
This is what I'm saying. The slice of education reformers that this represents is so incredibly narrow and specific their massive Finland and Singapore envy that to suggest it's anything more than a thin cloak for nationalized curricula is ludicrous.
You've got this so wrong in this one. Okay. Look, this is more telling about the school reform community. The reason that the Joe Williams and others of the world don't touch this is because none of them are talking about curriculum. They're all talking about structural reform.
They all support a common core.
But they're all talking about structural reform.
Okay.
Right?
Is Bobby Jindal on here? Is Mitch Daniels? Any of these Republican governors who've supported common core, where are they on this document?
I'm not sure if they were asked.
Actually, Mike, I think that might be more instructive than anything. Who these guys even thought to ask to sign their petition?
Look, let's talk about the substance of this a little bit.
All right. Yes.
Hey, is a voluntary national curriculum a good idea or a bad idea?
Mike, does this say that skeptics have got to get over their fear of national curriculum and the rest, and we've got to get serious about larding on top of these voluntary national standards a set of quasi-mandatory tests and curricula?
Okay.
And learning instructional materials?
You are really fired up about this.
I feel that people have been massively misled, that this is exactly what skeptics, folks who I don't always agree with, like Neil McCluskey and Jay Green, exactly what they said what was being sold to people. They were not only told they were wrong, they were hit hard by folks who said, this is crazy paranoia. And now we're not even 12 months down this road, and this is exactly what they had expressed concerns about.
Let's unpack this a little bit. If we can, keep our voices down.
Right? Mm-hmm. Mikey.
I love it. You're actually fired up.
I'm fired up,
baby. Look, first of all, I mean, Checker's been on the record forever saying that he supports national curriculum. I mean, there was a debate in Education Next, 3 years ago at least, if not four, making the case for national curriculum. I forget. Who did he debate on that one? Was that
I don't even recall.
Was it Linda Darling Hammond? See, that's the funny thing. It might have been. Maybe not. Okay.
I tend to doubt that.
We'll check that. All right. But so this is nothing new. The other thing is it's voluntary. I mean, nobody is saying that we're going to...
Okay, the feds are giving $300 million.
Would you let me finish? Okay. Nobody is going to say that we're going to mandate that all 100,000 schools are going to teach the same curriculum. Believe me, I would not be in support of that. Okay. I'm sending my kid to a Waldorf preschool, for God's sake. I mean, I don't want him to have to go to a public school someday and, you know, when everybody has to learn the same thing. I believe in choice. So does Checker. Mm-hmm. The question is, what we have is we have standards getting developed and assessments. And what we know from standards-based reform, and here I think Randy Weingarten and the AFT have legitimate concerns, is we put out the standards, we put out the tests, and then we don't do a good job giving teachers something that they can use if they want to help to teach those standards. And it seems like it might be a good idea to go through the process of getting the standards to the next level and saying, here's a curriculum that would work well with these standards. In fact, the Common Core, Lynn Munson's group, has already developed that in English, and we think it's pretty good. Why not have it on there? It does not mean that we're saying that each school in America has to teach that curriculum, Rick.
Right. It's just saying that you're devising standards and then assessments mapped onto those standards and then linking those assessments to suggested curricula and instructional materials. But nobody really expects that schools are going to feel any pressure or be held accountable for performance on these program elements.
They're going to be accountable for the results of the assessments. And if they
which,
find
for instance, if we look at PARC, is a through course assessment. So every 9 weeks, for instance, if we look at mathematics instruction.
That's a problem.
You've got to, is it now? But you don't think devising a curriculum more broadly is a particularly
problematic. Greg Forster, hit us on this the other day about our zigzagging on this. And he laid it out pretty well that, we believe it's okay to have national standards. We believe it's going to have national tests. We believe that there should be high stakes accountability attached to those national tests. We even believe that it's okay to have a voluntary national curriculum. Once you start assessing more than one time a year, though, then we got a big problem with it.